are just out this morning, right, John?
Yeah, they're hot off the press because we had some yesterday that that Mark talked about. But this morning we get a couple. Not tomorrow we get the big one. That is the numbers from the government, the unemployment rate, et cetera. But this morning a couple of interesting things. There's a report that's called the Challenger Grade Planned Jobs Cut Report, and it's the number of employers that are planning to eliminate jobs, and it was up again for the second month in a row. Interesting what sector it's happening in. Most of the layoffs and planned cutbacks are happening in the financial sector, specifically in banking. But the other number we get this morning, we get this every Thursday morning, initial claims for unemployment benefits, people filing for unemployment for the first time. We want to see that trend continue to drop. This week it came in at 340,000. That's down 7,000 from the previous week, so it continues a good trend. Not a miraculous trend, but a good positive trend. And one of the interesting things that's happening on Wall Street, this is going to be kind of like a soap opera before it's over, is the situation with Dell Computer. Now, Michael Dell started that company in his dorm room at the University of Texas a number of years ago with $1,000. Now it's a multi-billion dollar company. They've been left in the dirt by their competitors as everyone has moved to mobile applications, et cetera. He's now the number three maker of PCs in the world, and he's trying to take the company private in a leveraged deal. Well, he already had enough problems because the two biggest outside stakeholders, which is Southeastern Asset Management and T. Rowe Price Mutual Fund Company, have already said they're going to oppose it. Now Carl Icahn has bought a huge position in it, says that he wants them to consider an alternative, which is to pay a $9 a share special dividend and do what he calls a leverage recapitalization, promises years and years of litigation if they don't listen to him. Many people say that the price that Michael Dell's offering to take the company private, which is $13.65 a share, is woefully low. And a number of companies are looking at, there's this go shop period that's going on where the board is seeking better offers than Michael Dell's offer. Looks like Blackstone is interested. And their two primary competitors, Hewlett-Packard and Lenovo, have gone in there and are looking at their books. Some people say they're really not interested in buying the company. They're just snooping around and looking at the books of their competitor. But it's going to be very interesting before it's all over with. Tomorrow, the first phase of the sequestration, the spending cuts kick in. And I doubt the world will come to an end, even though you may not be able to get a tour of the White House. And if you think you got problems here, let's look at some of the numbers over in Europe, for example. We know our unemployment rate is not acceptable. We're going to get an update on that tomorrow. But in France, for example, their unemployment rate 10.6%, a 13-year high. It looks like they're headed into a recession. And lastly, one company reporting numbers this morning, PetSmart. Now, we still love our pets. PetSmart is a $7 billion company, $7 billion a year in sales. They operate 1,280 stores. They report that their same-store sales for last quarter up 4.6%, impressive. Total sales up 15%, impressive. Profit up 31%, impressive. But the stock's getting killed this morning. It's down almost $5 a share, about 7%. Why? Well, because Wall Street expectations weren't quite met about what they forecasted for the future for the rest of the year. When you love to run a company, when you deliver those kind of numbers, and the result is your stock gets hammered about 7 or 8%.
That's crazy. I mean, how can you be up in all these and they don't meet expectations? It's crazy to me anyway.
Well, you know. It makes you wonder who you understand why some companies want to go private, like what Dell's trying to do, because they can restructure themselves and they're sheltered from some of this craziness that happens from these expectations of the analysts that they come up with on Wall Street.
It's crazy it's crazy that PetSmart has $7 billion. We love our pets, don't we?
We love our 1,280 stores.
Wow. All right.
Have a good one.
John, you too. Thank you,
Take
sir.
Care.
All right. John Taylor. He is with Stern AG and Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can call John or talk to Mark Myers over there as well, 782-2527.